Good afternoon. I started in the morning. It is 12.07 p.m. on Monday, the 6th of April, 2020. I was chatting with Jamie this morning, and he kicked my butt and said, get out there and get the words after the walk. Do the walk. So I'm doing the walk. I finished the monster I was on. Here I am. I'm out. For the words is magical. It keeps me writing even when I've got a bad case of Dawana. The walk this morning is lovely. It's 70 degrees. There's a good breeze blowing. The roofers are out. I don't know if it's mating season or anything, but the roofers are all out. You can hear their calls here. There's some. Hear them? Yeah, there's taps. Those are the calls of the domesticated roofers. Territorial calls, I think. Let me get around this lady, step out in the street so she can have a sidewalk. Hello, hello. Yeah, they got that roof pretty much stripped down. They got fresh tar paper on it. They're tacking up one end of the house with fresh shingles. Well, they're still tacking down tar paper on the other end. The crew is really going to town on that house. The insurance companies hate hailstones. The roofing companies love them. It is a beautiful morning. I'm in shirt sleeves. I'm just wearing my polo shirt, and I'm walking right along here this morning. Listen to Pandora for the first mile. I have no idea how many words I've got so far this morning. It's not anywhere near what I needed, so that I could have the afternoon off, but I've got a good amount. I should get managed to scrape out a little bit of playtime this afternoon. I also started culturing yeast last night. Put in a couple tablespoons of flour and a little bit of water, and threw in a couple of dates that have been sitting in the back of my fridge for 4 months. Dates are still good. Once they're dry, dates don't. It takes a lot for them to be damaged. I And I'm already seeing bubbles in the top of it, so there was definitely yeast off the dates. There's apparently one of, and I know I read that before, but I was looking into bread baking, specifically starters, trying to figure out how much starter to use for how much flour. And it, with the water being 100%, total flour is 100%. Starter is 50%. I think I have that right. So for wheat bread, particularly the not whole wheat bread, but just wheat bread uses half and half white flour and wheat flour, which, given that I have 10 pounds of each combined, that's actually quite a large number. That's 6 or 7 loaves of bread, maybe. That could be cool. Having a discussion with, mostly with myself, but with one of the local writers groups, one of the indie groups, and the question posed was, can Trad Pub survive? Can the legacy Big Five, even the small presses are going to take a beating here. The small presses are going to take a beating, the Big Five is going to take a beating. And when people don't go to the bookstore anymore, Barnes & Noble is going to have some problems. Which is the last of the big chains here in the U.S. I have no idea what the Tattered Cover is doing here in Colorado. They're a big indie bookstore, independent bookstore. And they've got like 3 or 4 branches down in Denver and surrounding suburbs. But I don't think they are open, although they may be for online ordering with a small number of people brought in to do pack and ship. And all of the people that I know who are either heavy trad hybrids or pure trads are going, oh my god, nobody's buying books. People are talking about paperbacks, and I'm going, why are you buying paperbacks? What's the matter with you people? Well, they want to support others. No, you don't. Or if you do, why are you buying paper? Particularly if you're a trad, why are you buying paper? If the author's writing for Orbit or Tor or Bane, the thing is, without paper, without the bookstores, without the ability to say, well, we can put your books in bookstores to authors, why? What's the value-added proposition for a writer to sign with Orbit? Particularly a new author, particularly somebody who doesn't have much of an audience to begin with. who is going to be lucky to get a second contract. Or didn't get a second contract. Okay, we've got people everywhere here. I'm gonna have to tap the post. Get ready, I'm coming up on it. Say it with me. One post. I will take the grass side. Make sure everybody has plenty of room. Howdy, howdy. Saw those same, I think it was the same two women yesterday. Tell you what though, if we're gonna start having 70 degrees in the middle of the day, I'm gonna have to start walking earlier. Cause this is kind of warm. The sun is not directly due south here at noon because of daylight savings time. That's really basically 11 o'clock. The sun position is a normal 11 o'clock, so it's still got a ways to go before it's due south. But not very far, because I'm on the eastern side, which means 11:30-ish, it's pretty much due south. I'm working, trying to get back. I gotta have some lunch. I wonder what I'll fix for lunch today. That beef stew for supper last night. There's a little bit of beef stew left. Gotta eat it up so I can have that pot to make chicken stew with tonight. So I got a text this morning from somebody I have no idea. It's just the phone number and I don't know whose phone it is. Thanking me for the work that I did at the National Center and commenting on how far ahead of the rest of the world we were there. I was telling people in 2005, in 2003, that we'd be doing distance delivery of instructional materials by cell phone. And they all laughed. Hello? And it's like, man. I don't understand. I still don't understand. I'm still in touch with one of my colleagues. My friend, Stephanie, who is now at... Well, at the moment, she's at UVA. University of Virginia. But she's coming to Albuquerque. I think that's where she's coming. She said she was coming to Albuquerque. Which is cool for Albuquerque, and probably a step up for her. But she's heavily into the ethics of distance delivery, of education as a whole, but the ethics of it, which are fascinating and questions that I don't even know that I'm aware of. She's trying to find answers to them. So things like, yeah, okay, fine, we're doing distance delivery now. It's emergency teaching is what it is. It's not. To try to draw any kind of conclusions about the delivery mode under these circumstances is sort of like figuring out the optimal positioning of the deck chairs in the middle of a hurricane at sea. It's just not relevant. It's not even possible to determine what the optimal positioning could be, since it's not going to even be the same after the storm is over. It's the nature of a singularity that before it hits, you can't really say what it's going to be like after. It's the nature, it's the definition. A singularity event is a complete break with the past. It's a complete break with whatever is known. And we're in the middle of it. I think of what I did for lunch yesterday, so I don't do it again today. Just gonna bake bread today, but probably could use. I got some fresh yeast. I could use that. I think. Put it in the bread machine. Do that. They're working in the garden. I have to do that too. Turn over the sod that's in my little plot. It was freezing this week, and now it's 70 degrees. I don't think the ground is warm enough to put anything in it yet, other than perhaps spring bulbs. I did watch the Sharpshin Hawks are building a nest here in the corner. And while I was out having my teletherapy this morning on the back porch, I watched them picking off little twigs off the big tree behind us and taking them over to their nest. It was pretty cool. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.